Creativity. One of the most tragic things I know about human nature is that all of us tend to put off living. We are all dreaming of some magical rose garden over the horizon instead of the roses blooming outside our window today. Dale Carnegie. Life. It's rarely what we think it's going to be. On most days, it's better than I imagined. But that's only when I stop daydreaming, wake up, and relinquish the control telling me it's supposed to look a certain way. That's hard. We spend our formative years telling ourselves what something is supposed to look like and when it's supposed to happen and how. But life's going to take us on its journey, whether we go along for the ride, kicking and screaming, or not. Sadly, what we often end up missing, because we're so busy fighting what is the call of creativity. Creativity only occurs in the unknown. We have an aha moment. We see a film and are inspired. We're listening to music and visualize a project. We're talking about a world event with a friend and want to contribute to a specific cause. All of these ideas came from something, and then the act of creativity forces us to begin. The idea, the passion, the desire is generated within us. But to see that dream manifest, we have to start somewhere. But where? It's a lot like a game of trust. We're being asked to move from the world of the known, I have a great idea, to the world of the unknown. How the hell am I going to do that? Everything required to bring our idea to light will become apparent as we begin playing with our initial spark of creativity. But at the outset, we face a blank page, or an empty canvas, or a barren space, or a pair of tap shoes just screaming, "Jump in! Create!" We have to take a leap into the unknown and risk failure, rejection, embarrassment, getting lost, discomfort, ridicule, and, oh yes, absolute bliss. But if we don't trust the process in the leap, then the assistance, the guarantee we're looking for, can't come. As much as we don't like to do it, we are designed to take the leap. We're supposed to take the leap. Acting is a great metaphor for illustrating how creation itself occurs in the unknown. An actor may know the material. He's memorized his lines, made choices, and has ideas about what could or couldn't happen in a scene. But the creative inspiration comes in the total unpredictability of the moment. Something occurs, and in that unknown moment, we slap our partner, or start to cry, or kiss him, or spit on him, or hug him. The inner critic wants to label the response inappropriate. I can't do that. But in fact, it is the possibility in each moment which contains all expressions of life, even those which others would call inappropriate or perverse or profane or not nice, that births creativity.